HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Unite Me by Tahira Mafi, performed by Dan Bittner, James Foey, and Kate Simses. Destroy Me. Prologue. I've been shot. And, as it turns out, a bullet wound is even more uncomfortable than I had imagined. My skin is cold and clammy. I'm making a Herculean effort to breathe. Torture is roaring through my right arm and making it difficult for me to focus. I have to squeeze my eyes shut, grit my teeth, and force myself to pay attention. The chaos is unbearable. Several people are shouting and too many of them are touching me, and I want their hands surgically removed. They keep shouting, "Sir," as if they're still waiting for me to give them orders, as if they have no idea what to do without my instruction. The realization exhausts me. "Sir, can you hear me?" Another cry, but this time a voice I don't detest. "Sir, please, can you hear me? I've been shot, De La Lue," I manage to say. I open my eyes, look into his watery ones. "I haven't gone deaf." All at once, the noise disappears. The soldiers shut up. De La Lue looks at me, worried. I sigh. "Take me back," I tell him, shifting just a little. The world tilts and steadies all at once. "Alert the medics and have my bed prepared for our arrival. In the meantime, elevate my arm and continue applying direct pressure to the wound. The bullet has broken or fractured something, and this will require surgery." De La Lue says nothing for just a moment too long. "Good to see you're all right, sir." His voice is a nervous, shaky thing. "Good to see you're all right." "That was an order, Lieutenant." "Of course," he says quickly, head bowed. "Certainly, sir. How should I direct the soldiers?" "Find her," I tell him. It's getting harder for me to speak. I take a small breath and run a shaky hand across my forehead. I'm sweating in an excessive way that isn't lost on me.
"Yes, sir."
He moves to help me up, but I grab his arm.
"One last thing."
"Sir?"
"Kent," I say, my voice uneven now. "Make sure they keep him alive for me."
De La Lue looks up, his eyes wide.
"Private Adam Kent, sir?"
"Yes." I hold his gaze. "I want to deal with him myself."
1. De La Lue is standing at the foot of my bed, clipboard in hand. His is my second visit this morning. The first was from my medics, who confirmed that the surgery went well. They said that as long as I stay in bed this week, the new drugs they've given me should accelerate my healing process. They also said that I should be fit to resume daily activities fairly soon, but I'll be required to wear a sling for at least a month. I told them it was an interesting theory.
"My slacks, De La Lue."
I'm sitting up, trying to steady my head against the nausea of these new drugs. My right arm is essentially useless to me now. I look up. De La Lue is staring at me, unblinking, Adam's apple bobbing in his throat. I stifle a sigh.
"What is it?"
I use my left arm to steady myself against the mattress and force myself upright. It takes every ounce of energy I have left, and I'm clinging to the bed frame. I wave away De La Lue's effort to help. I close my eyes against the pain and dizzy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?